Kix 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning. It's Thursday, and this is F My Life.
Some very strange things have happened to me.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone.
Yeah, man, talk about mwahahahaha. Dang old boo, man.
Don't take this the wrong way, but are you dim?
My God, what is wrong with you?
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Ow, that had to hurt.
Yes, it is F My Life. It is the segment where we talk about people and their daily slights, and you get to decide if they deserved it or not. Do they deserve it, or are their lives truly screwed? We start off with this person who writes, "Today, I learned that my daughter pocketed the money I'd paid so she could go to college. Night is yours. F my life. It's great." This person says, "Today, my husband ranted about how children are awful, and parents who claim they love their kids are complete liars. And if everyone admitted that we hated our kids and resented them for existing, that there'd be a lot more happy, childless couples. We don't even have kids for him to hate this much. WTF. F my life."
Because everybody cries.
You know, it's easy to look at other people's kids and say that until you have your own. It's a whole different thing. This person writes, "Today, I got new AirPods. And as I was sitting on the toilet, they fell out of my hoodie pocket into the toilet while it was flushing. That's my life." Well, that's one expensive flush. This person says, "Today, my dad discovered my daughter's OnlyFans account." I'll let you do the math on that one. Have my life. First of all, why is he out perusing OnlyFans accounts? And then the shock when he discovered, oh my God, that's my granddaughter. "Today, a total Karen climbed into my passenger seat and told me she was going to give me a bad Uber review for being late. I'm not an Uber driver, but she refused to believe me. I had to call the police to get her out of my car. And then they had to tase her to get her out of my car. F my life." Wow, that is a crazy situation, but this day and age, I'm not surprised. And finally, this person says, "Today, it was my 2-week anniversary of starting my new job after over a year of unemployment due to COVID. I got to tell you, it was great. I was getting on with everybody. It actually felt like a career where my skill set was valued and I was appreciated by the management. So happy. Anyway, I showed up for work this morning and the place had burned to the ground. F my life. On your own. That's just bad luck.
Hey, come on, that's not... Why would you... Whoa!
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa! Whoa, TMI.
Okay, TMI.
Go ahead, punch me in the face, I deserve it.
Whoa, that's... Okay, this is a workplace, okay? We don't talk like that here.
Whoa, God, yuck, yuck, yuck. My God.
What are you listening to?
My favorite.
Radio show.
My favorite.
Radio show.
Loose Man in the Morning.
You have incredibly low standards.
The Kix 95.3 Morning Show.